Open your Bibles to Psalms 100 today, and I tell you, it is great knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Glad to see that baptism certificate handed out this morning. What a blessing that was, and knowing that the Lord is still saving people every day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, Psalms 100. I want to just thank those that helped pray for me. Some of you knew that I was giving a speech on Friday at school for Veterans Day, and I didn't have to go to jail or get put on the news. So y'all, thank y'all for praying about that. It went very well. It's funny because my wife was chuckling at me when I was sitting there trying to give that speech and trying to give it without getting too preachery. And everybody there knew I was a preacher anyway, and they said, "Now you can't go off talking about the Lord and doing all that stuff and everything else. You know, you have to understand that, public school, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Yeah, I understand that." But it was hard for me to do that without saying amen when I got done saying something or praise the Lord. So there's a few amens and praise the Lords in there anyway. But it went very well, and I thank y'all for praying for me about that. And again, this Veterans Day weekend, thank you, veterans, for serving. Making this great country free that it is, and really appreciate that, and I hope you've had a great Veterans Day weekend. If not, find somebody to go buy your lunch this afternoon. Amen. Not mine, buy mine. Amen, amen. No, I'm just messing with you. Psalms 100. Let's look here today, and we know Thanksgiving's coming up. It's been on my heart. You guys know this is some of my favorite time of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I enjoy it. Very much so. Even the older I get, the more I enjoy it, except for the money part of it. Amen. But Psalms 100, he says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." If you'll really get a hold of these words here in Psalm 100, it ought to put a smile on your face. And then we look here in verse 4, he says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I thank you for the blessings that you've already poured out on every person here that's come to church this morning. And Lord, I do pray that you just work on our hearts and work on our minds, Lord, to go outside these doors and to give thanks unto your name, and Lord, to tell other people about Jesus Christ, that they may come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Lord, we want to pray for our missionaries this morning as well, all over the world that's preaching, that you'd give them fruit for their labor. And Lord, I do pray for that person that may be sitting amongst us this morning that can't be thankful for the things I'm about to preach about. Lord, I do pray that today would be the day of their salvation. And Lord, help us to always bring honor and glory to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. If you think about Psalms 100, it's about giving thanks. It's about the greatness of the Lord and the things of the Lord. And we are here upon, it's already here that fast. And just like birthdays, preacher, I don't like celebrating birthdays every year except for the fact that I'm alive. But the birthdays just click around just over and over again. And so does this time of the year. And here we are at Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe. It seems like we just had our Thanksgiving dinner just the other day. And here we are again at Thanksgiving time. And boy, you and I could sit down and thank the Lord for so many things this year. We could thank the Lord for so many things that he's done. I mean, he has blessed the church this last year in miraculous ways that we wouldn't could have ever dreamed. He's blessed the church with people. He's blessed the church financially. He has blessed the church with people getting saved and the baptism waters being stirred. Amen. And those are things that we could thank the Lord about. And as a Christian, boy, we could thank the Lord for so many things. I want to preach on a few of those this morning. And maybe somebody in here is not very thankful. You know, if you look at life in the general, life itself, and boy, a lot of bad things happen, does it not? I mean, people get sick and things happen to us financially and all these different things. But when it comes to the Lord, if we keep our eyes focused on the Lord, there's a lot of things for you and I to be thankful for. Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:20, he says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God." Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to always give thanks unto all things when we're a child of God. Amen.
I tell you, I can't explain everything. I don't know everything, why bad things happen and why this happens and that happens. Only thing that I know is God is true, and God is the only thing that we can put our faith and trust in. And I know that He says to give thanks. You and I ought to give thanks for all things. Amen? Hey, there's times in my life, Sister Melanie, where my life was turned upside down, where I couldn't understand the hand of God. I couldn't understand the will of God. I couldn't understand the direction of God. But nevertheless, my Bible said to give thanks unto God for all things, and He'll work it out. Amen? And I tell you, sometimes it ain't the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Sometimes it may be years before that thing gets worked out. It may be years before God shows you His ultimate plan in your life, but the Bible says, nevertheless, to give thanks unto God for all things. I've learned that in my life over the years. I've been saved 20 years and a few months. I've learned in my life now that despite what comes my way, just to thank God for it anyway. It amazes me how God can turn the thing around and how God can take a bad situation and His greatness that He is and fix it. It just blows my mind that way. I talk to people who's all distraught about their situation and don't understand this and that. And I say, look, just keep looking to God no matter what. Just keep your eyes focused on Him and something good is going to come out of it. Amen. God just works that way. And this morning, if we look here at verse 4, He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Next week is when we celebrate our Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday. And I tell you, there is so many things to be thankful for. I think about when we come into church and the songs that we sang this morning. We ought to come in here with a heart ready to praise God. We ought to already come in here thanking God that we have a place to have service. Amen. Hey, I thank God. I could tell already that the lights were brighter when I came in here, not by the brightness of the lights, but by the shine off of Pastor's forehead. As I looked up and I seen the gleam out of his, that's the first thing I noticed. I said, wow, look how bright his head is shining. And then I looked up and I said, look at all the new lights we have. Praise the Lord. Be thankful for the light that we have. In Haiti, when we are preaching at night in Haiti, all we have is a tin can with oil in it, with a wick sitting in it, and that thing lit right here on our Bible, trying to preach and trying to read. Hey, we can thank God that we have lights to see. Amen. Thank God for the electricity and the money to pay for it. But God says to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Hey, when we enter into the doors of this church, we ought to enter it with some thanksgiving towards God. Amen. Hey, I'm thankful that I'm saved. Amen. I tell y'all that all the time. I say, boy, I thank God I'm saved. The reason why is because I know how my life is. Amen. I mean, I know some of you think I've got wings under this shirt of mine and a halo that I tuck down to preach in, but I don't. Amen. I'm like you. I'm flesh and blood, and I have problems all week long. And when I come to church, I enter into His courts. I enter in here with thanksgiving that I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Where would we be today without His sacrifice? Where would we be today without Him? And you know, when we look in the Bible and we read the Scriptures, you and I can be thankful for His perfect sacrifice. Hey, I'm glad I didn't get up this morning and have to go find a dove. I'm glad I didn't get up this morning and have to go find a sheep or something like that. Hey, I'm glad that Jesus Christ came to be the perfect sacrifice. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 18, He says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But verse 19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm telling you, you and I can be thankful that we have a perfect salvation. And it ain't based on our nastiness, it's based on His perfection. Amen. I tell you, when we think about that, we think about how precious His blood is this morning, how pure He was, how perfect He was. Even the vilest of sinner this morning can be saved and go to heaven. That's something to shout about right there. That's something to be think about. Hey, Brother Jim, have you not been in jail preaching and had some old guy come up to you and say, hey, Brother Jim, I sure would like to get saved, but you don't know what I've done. Hey, Brother Jim, I sure would like to get to saved, but you don't know what my life's been like. God would never let me into heaven. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't based on that man's actions, amen. It ain't based on what kind of lifestyle he's lived, but it's based on the precious blood of the Lamb of Christ, amen. It's based on how perfect he is, and you and I can be thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful for that every day that I get up. I say, thank you, Lord, for dying on Calvary for me, for shedding your blood and loving me so that I could be saved, amen. Every person in here this morning can be thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, lost and saved, amen. I tell you, those of us that are saved, thank God that his blood covers our sins, amen, that we can be saved and know Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. Verse 20 says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for me, for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And I tell you, that's where my faith and hope in is this morning. It sure ain't on Trump, amen, even though I'm glad that he got in. But my hope and faith is not in President-elect Trump. My hope and faith ain't in all the Republicans that got voted into the House or Senate, amen. My hope and faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My hope and faith is one day to be reunited with him. Woo! I'm going to tell you something, just like we sang this morning. Hey, one day he's going to take me by the hand like we sang about and lead me through the promised land, amen. I'm telling you, it's all because of him, amen. Woo! I'm telling you, you ought to be thankful this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ. There shouldn't be no sad faces. Shouldn't come in here all down in the dumps and everything else. The Bible says to enter into his courts with praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Boy, you can be thankful for that if you're not thankful for anything else. Be thankful for his precious blood. Be thankful that you got hope into something besides what's around here. Amen. Be thankful that you have faith in something that's everlasting. I'm telling you, God is good. We can always be thankful for his perfect sacrifice. We can also be thankful for his amazing grace. Woo-wee. I'm telling you, it gets rich right here, amen. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5 for a minute. And let me preach just for a minute, amen. Romans chapter 5, the Bible says, wherefore, and you got to really think about this now. You got to really think about this. I want you to quit thinking about your pot roast. I want you to quit thinking about Jenkins. I want you to quit thinking about all that stuff. I want you to think about one thing this morning, that we were already condemned without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to think about way back then when Adam came into the world, when God created Adam and how that thing went. And I want you to look at Romans chapter 5 for a minute. I want you to really think about the grace of God. You and I so many times don't really think about that grace until we want it. Amen. Amen. It says here, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon how many men? All men, that for that all have sinned. See, sometimes we like to exclude ourselves when the preacher's preaching, don't we? Sometimes we come into the house of God and we ain't really a church person or something like that, but we come because somebody asked us to, or it's the right thing to do or whatever. So we'll come in and we'll get dressed up, sit on the pew bench, and the whole time the preacher's preaching, you're sitting there looking at everybody else. Boy, them some wicked people. Boy, them people got problems. Brother Ron has got more problems than anybody you can shake a stick at. And we always exclude ourselves. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. That sin entered into this world through Adam. And by one man, sin has come upon all men, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And listen to verse 13. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him who that was to come, but not as the offense. Now look at verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the what? Free gift. What? Free gift. What? We handing out gifts this morning? There is a gift to be had this morning. We just talked about how it got here, amen. That's through the perfect blood of Jesus Christ. Now he says we got this problem. We're all sinners. We're all condemned to hell. We're all going to die and go to hell. We got a problem here. But we look in verse 15 and all of a sudden here's a free gift. get out of jail free kind of thing. You know what I mean? He says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Thank God for him. You follow me here? You got to understand this grace for a minute. Where in there does it say anything about what we have to do? Nothing yet, right? Not anything. It's by his grace. Therefore, as by the verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, there it is again, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. I'm glad it wasn't because of my obedience. You ever thought about that? I'm going to tell you something. When I sit back and I think about old Ron Johnson, and I think about his obedience to Christ, and I think about how if I had to walk the line for the mercy of the world, the grace of the world, we would be in trouble. Adam couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. I can't do it. Pastor can't do it. All the Catholic priests in the world can't do it. The Pope can't do it. It's only by one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that can offer you and I the free gift and the forgiveness of sin. And it says in verse 19, for as by one man's obedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one. Verse 20, moreover the law entered that the offense might abound. But look, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. How many of you want grace this morning? Amen. I'd much rather have grace than what I've earned. Amen. If you and I could just understand, just sometimes, if we would just sit there when the singing's going on, if we would just sit there and think that you're not just in church, but that you're in the presence of the grace of God. Amen. That none of us deserves to sit here and raise our hands and praise the Lord. We don't deserve that. But by His grace and that free gift that He has given to you and I mean, Christmas is coming, and there's nothing anybody can give you that's any more precious than your salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's never been a more perfect gift given than Jesus Christ to this world. Amen. And you and I get to live in the grace of God. You know, when you think about how this world is and how America is and how the world is turning out. Even those that are lost and don't know Jesus Christ are living in His grace. They are. You and I have lived in His grace when we were lost. Or we would have been dead right on the spot. Sister Tammy, I think back, man, I tell you, I think back about how stupid I was. Oh my goodness. Whew. We just take this grace that God gives us for granted sometimes. You and I are so foolish. And we do some foolish things, do we not? I mean, we just dumb sometimes. And I thank God for that grace He has. He looks down and He goes, there He goes again. There He goes again. Ain't got no sense. God says, let's give him a little more grace. Let's help him out here. He's so foolish. Sometimes, preacher, don't you think sometimes after we get through preaching and we sit down and we go, what was that? God said, I'll give you a little grace on that one. You know, God's grace surrounds us all the time. God's grace is around us that helps us. And when we come into the house of God, we ought to be thankful for His grace. Think about this for a minute. Think about how big grace is. Not our grace. She's a little old thing. God's grace. Amazing grace. We sing about it all the time. Think about this for a minute. In Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9, the Bible says, "For by grace, for by grace are you saved through faith." You and I exclude God's grace all the time. We ignore how much grace He has given us sometimes. And we do that by when we come into the house of God and we're not very thankful. Amen. Or we're not very happy that God has given us a place to worship. Amen. Or that we're not very satisfied with the things God's put in our life. Amen. We belittle the grace that God has given us. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. Thank God for that. I'm so glad God's faithful. Aren't you glad God's faithful? If we could just get a small amount of God's faithfulness to us, could you imagine what church would be like? Could you imagine how easy pastoring would be? If all of God's people just said, "Hey, you know, I'll just be faithful." Wouldn't that be a miracle? I mean, it would be unbelievable if we just got... I thank God that He's faithful. There's never been a day I got up and God wasn't there. He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. He has always... I may not always be able to see Him, amen, or feel His presence, but He's always there. He is so gracious to us. We can thank Him for His amazing grace. We love to sing that song. We can also be thankful for His mercy. You know, those kind of go hand in hand, His grace and His mercy. Not going to preach very long on mercy this morning, but I put a verse down there in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. The Bible says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper." Isn't that what we want to do all the time? We want to, just like Adam, hide. Don't we want to cover our sins and just go, "Oh, that wasn't that bad." Just like preacher said a minute ago about me lying, amen, in church. I like to say it's my 10th anniversary of my 35th birthday. We'll put it that way. But we like to cover our sins, do we not? Oh, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as you think it is. You know, I tell that to my customers when their car's falling apart. They ain't had it in for 10 years to have it serviced. They never changed the oil. They never... you know, put air in the tires. They never get the front end lined. They never do any of that. And then when I got to call them on the phone with a list 3 pages long, and I said, "Well, it's not as really bad as you think it is." Isn't that what we tell ourselves when we come in the house of God? When it's time to pray? "Well, Lord, it ain't really as bad as you think it is. I'm not really that bad." I'm glad my Bible says that His mercy endureth forever. I do not want what I deserve. Amen. When I came in, Brother Jim, to get saved that Sunday morning 20 years and 3 months ago, I walked in the back door of the church to get saved, and I come before God and I laid my life down before Him and I asked Him to save me. I am so glad I did not get what I deserve. I am so glad that He gave me mercy. And I am so thankful that His mercy endureth forever. I'm glad that morning when I got saved, He don't say, "Well, this is all the mercy you're getting right here. So from here on out, if you don't walk the line, smash." You know, there's preachers out there that preach that stuff. They are. They do. They preach that this is going to happen, that's going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. You and I don't know what's going to happen because we serve a merciful God. You and I could get so out of line it ain't even funny. And the rest of us would sit back and say, "God going to kill him." And then God just loves them and pours His love out on them. And the next thing you know, that guy's back in line and doing what he's supposed to do and all. You and I just don't know. Because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. His mercy is something that you and I sometimes refuse to impute to somebody else. Marcos gets out of line, and we're going to be on Marcos, are we not? No mercy for Marcos, even his hair. Amen. I was messing with you. Sometimes my kids get out of line, and you know what? No mercy. And then God says, now hang on a minute. You don't want to give them no mercy, but I give you mercy every single day of your life. You don't want to give that church member a little mercy, but I give you mercy every day. Boy, just think if we got what was coming to us. You remember in Isaiah 53, it says, by His stripes we are healed. Thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for His perfect sacrifice this morning. I thank God for His amazing grace. I thank God for His mercy. Oh man, you and I could just preach on that forever. His mercy, how wonderful it is. But I can always be thankful to God for His promises too. I sitting here thinking. I seen something the other day and I just shook my head. I wish I could remember where I seen it at. Something to do with Buddha. And these people were crying and they were upset and they were all kinds of stuff was going on. You think Buddha can make promises he can keep? He's dead somewhere. You think all them other gods can, that these people are so wrapped up in, can keep their promises?
No.
They can't keep their promises. But God, remember what just Brother Butch just sang about? When he was singing that, we've been studying Acts and talking about Peter and all that stuff, and we've been studying Acts and Jesus. I don't know about you. I try to really put myself in those time frames. Just like when he was singing that song. I know some of y'all were thinking about whatever. I was talking about that big clock, probably what y'all was thinking about. I was thinking about that big clock earlier too. I turned around and I looked at it. I said, man, that's a big old clock. I said, you know, we don't really need a clock like that to know when it's 12 o'clock. Because everybody has that Baptist salute. Letting you know that it's 12 o'clock. Yeah. Is it 12 o'clock? It ain't 12 o'clock. I got 10 more minutes. Even a blind man can see that thing. Can you imagine what it was like when Jesus told Lazarus to get up? I mean, really. I wonder how many people ran. Really? I mean, seriously. They seen him get up out of the grave and they probably, whoa, I'm out of here. Took off. The rest were standing in amazement. But more so, as he sang the song, thinking about it, think about, I don't know the number of people that watched Christ die on the cross. There's a lot, though. I mean, the Romans were there, the chief high priest were there, family was there, disciples were there, followers were there. I don't know how many people were there. But they watched it. Everything got dark, thundering and lightning and everything going on. All that stuff happened. This big old, I mean, just craziness happened. Christ took His last breath. He hollered out to God. He said, it is finished. And died on the cross. Then Nicodemus and them come get His body. They take Him away, put Him in a grave, put a stone over it. Would have been crazy to see Lazarus get up. But could you imagine what the people thought when they rolled that stone away and he wasn't in there no more? That he was alive? I mean, Mary, I mean, could you just imagine what it was like? I can't. You and I would just go nuts about it. And then we read our Bible some 2,000 years later and We talk about the promises of... Did not God promise that He was going to raise Him from the dead?
Yep.
I mean, I wouldn't have no problem following Christ if I was one of those disciples and I saw Christ get up. Why do you think Peter would let his head get cut off and all the rest of them stand before? It didn't matter to them. They knew the promises of God are real. No matter what. Well, you know what? It's 2016 and God's promises are still real. God's promises are still true, just like He told those disciples. He tells us each and every day that He will be our Father. He will be ours. And I'm going to tell you, when you think about this for a minute, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, just let me read this to you. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? I could care less about Buddha. I could care less about Muhammad and all that stuff. Amen. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them. And walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
That precious girl that come up here this morning, baptism didn't save her, amen?
Amen.
That didn't save her, but I want to use her this morning. She's a daughter of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. God is her father. Just like everybody in here that knows Jesus Christ as their Savior, God is your Father. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, what a wonderful family that you and I have a privilege of being a part of. Sometimes we just don't get it, do we? Whew, I don't know about y'all, but I got some messed up people in my family. Amen. My blood family. They some messed up ones in there. But every child of God that belongs to God the Father has been forgiven.
Amen.
Justified, loved, righteous because of His blood.
Amen.
And it is a privilege, Sister Tammy, to call God my Father.
Amen.
It is a privilege to have the promise to know that I'm His child. A privilege. I don't know why so many people resist the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Christian people that wouldn't want to be part of a local assembly of believers. They wouldn't want to be part of what God has ordained and commanded. Amen. What a blessing it is to be called a son of an almighty God. That He's my Father. We can be thankful in closing for His provisions. Whew. Preacher, I'm glad this ain't it. I'm glad this ain't it. And I got a good life. I do. God's blessed me with a good life, good wife, good family. But I'm glad this ain't it. Brother Joe Dyer, saved man, loved the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What I'm about to preach on or read the verses on, he received those promises. God not only said, I'll save you, I'll give you mercy and grace, and I'll give you all these things, but He also provided a future for everybody that believes in Him. John chapter 14, verse 1. Everybody knows it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And look at that. Man, I go to prepare a place for you. You think about all those people that's passed on already. We've had a lot of funerals in the last couple of years. And Jesus Christ... went and prepared a place for each and every one of them. Do you know that when you got saved, He has prepared a place for you? This place in heaven is for you. And you, here's the part that's crazy. He don't say, well, if you finish the race right, well, if you cross the T's and dot your I's right, I'll have a place for you. He said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. So where I am, there you may be also. Thank God for the provisions that He has made for you and I. Breaks my heart when somebody don't have a place to live. I've lived my life for a year, almost a year, without a place to live. You can burn so many bridges, you ain't got a place to live no more.
Right.
I mean, that's the truth. I did that. I burned a lot of bridges. And nobody wanted me to live there. But once you become a child of God, you can be thankful every day, whether you're living under the bridge down here, or whether you're living in the back seat of your car, or whether you're living in the finest mansion the world has to offer, you can thank God there's a place for you. Whew, I'm telling you, and He says this one thing. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You want to know how to get there this morning? Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, whoever call upon me shall be saved. I tell our teenagers that every Wednesday night. Not to be confused with a bunch of other mess, but just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. All these things you can be thankful for if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father.